Welcome to the very first episode of Salon Reinvented. I'm Karina Kenny and I've spent over 25 years in the beauty industry as a salon owner, trainer and a business mentor. Now at 60, I'm starting over, proving that reinvention is always possible at any age, at any stage. This podcast is for salon owners, beauty entrepreneurs, and anyone looking for inspiration to pivot, grow, and create a business they truly love. So let's dive in. I'm going to tell my story, which hopefully will only take 5 minutes, but it's quite a long story. It's a funny story, and it's how I got into the beauty industry. Now, going back to when I was 18 years old, I remember going through the shops at Parramatta Shopping Centre and smelling acrylic. And I absolutely loved the smell of acrylic. Now, I had really bad nails. They used to split, they used to peel. And I always wanted to have nice nails. But I could never really afford to get my nails done. So moving forward, I was married. I had 2 children. I became divorced. And I still couldn't afford to have my own nails done and pay for them. And luckily for me, the TAFE in my town started to teach acrylic nails. So as soon as I found out, I jumped onto that course and I enrolled and I was in the second course. Now, the funny thing is when I first learned how to do acrylic nails, because it was very new and they're only just starting to teach it at TAFE, it was very basic. We learnt how to do manicures, pedicures, we put on the acrylic nails, we put on the tips, but we never learnt how to remove the acrylic nails, and we never learnt how to do an infill. So then we can just leave it there. I was practicing on my friends and I was just doing them from home. Now, I used to work in a car yard and I just worked behind the desk and I used to just do all the paperwork for all the new cars. And I worked with a girl who just was not a nice girl. She was actually a bully and she used to really talk bad about people and she was very uncomfortable to work with. And one thing I found about her is she did not like anybody to know any more than what she did. So she never taught us how to do anything. So when the time came when she had to be in charge, the manager went away on holidays and she needed us to help her. And we didn't know what we had to do. So I remember this one particular time when I asked her if she could just reinforce something that she had shown me and just to make sure that I was crossing out the right line, because I didn't want to be crossing out the wrong line that she had told me I had to do. So I walked over to her table and I don't know, young people listening to this probably don't know about the big wide printers that had holes in the side of them and they just printed out paper after paper. And I just picked up this big sheet of paper, walked over to her with pen in hand, and I said to her, "Can you just please tell me which line I actually have to cross out just to remind me?" Well, she got her hand and she just wiped her hand straight across her desk, wiping everything off it onto the floor. And she grabbed the piece of paper out of my hand, grabbed the pen, and she just got that pen in her hand and aggressively crossed through that paper so hard that the paper was actually ripping. And she looked at me and she had this angry look on her face and she said, "This is the line I told you to cross out." Well, I just stood there shocked. I looked at the other girl that I was working with and she just looked at me in shock. And I just grabbed my handbag and I told her she can stick her job up her fucking ass. And I walked out. Now, I was a single mum. I had 2 young kids. It was coming on to Christmas. And I walked out of there. I was actually sick. I remember I was sick. And I went over to the little health food shop, which was in a little arcade, to buy some echinacea. So I walked in there and it's a very empty arcade. There's not very many shops being used. There was a lot of vacant shops. I walked past one shop and it had a sign on the window, and the window said, the sign said, rent me, make an offer. So I rang the real estate and I made an offer. And I think I said $100. And I'm pretty sure he came back to me and said, you can have it for $85. May have been $65. I can't remember, but it was around that figure. So I said, yes. Now, I hadn't done any nails outside of my friends. All I owned was a kit that I got from TAFE that was half used up, and it just had the basics in it. And it was, and you know, it was a cheap brand. So I took the lease on the shop. I didn't have to pay any bond or anything like that. I just went in and started paying my rent. And I had no furniture. I think I had $700 in my bank. So I used that $700 to buy the things that I needed. I took a couch from my house. I used one of my children's desks as my desk, a couple of kitchen chairs, a bench, and I think I probably owned about 2 nail polish colours. And that's how I started. I literally started with those things. And I remember sitting there in the salon just hoping that somebody would just walk in the door. So I took the incentive and I started printing out little flyers and went around to all the shops. And that's how I started to get my clients coming into my salon. But that's another story. That's, like I said, it's quite a long story, and I'll leave that for another episode to talk about. But that's pretty much how I got into the beauty industry in the beginning. I was also very fortunate that about 12 months later, I was approached by a shopping center who offered to give me a shop in the shopping center. And so that will be part of my other story, because that was actually a real gift that was given to me. But it also brought things on to me that I was not experienced in. I had no experience in running a business in a shopping center. I was a nail technician, and I literally learnt how to wax in half, in, I think it was like 2-hour training that I drove half an hour, where I met a lady that she met me, and I did a 2-hour training course with her. And I started waxing people's eyebrows and waxing their legs and started tinting their eyelashes. So it's actually a pretty funny story, but not something that I would really recommend that people do today. So going into my first business into a busy shopping center where I was way out of my comfort zone, I was a young mum and I was, you know, employing girls to do jobs, to learn how to do nails, to be beauty therapists. So that took on a whole new level for me that I was not experienced in, and I had to kind of crash course my way through it. And I had lots of ups and downs over the 25 years of, you know, of learning how to work with staff, how to manage staff, how to be a leader. In the beginning, I was not a leader. I was a terrible, bad leader. I hated calling myself a boss. I wanted to be everybody's friend, but that doesn't work out either. So through my years of experience, I have learned how to manage and run a business. So I've had lots of highs, I've had lots of lows. I've had loyal clients who are still with me today. I learned how to train. I learned so many skills over the years. And, you know, I've been able to carry them through to now reopening another salon and reinventing myself. And I'm choosing to do the things that I want to do. I found myself a lot of the times coming in my salons, a customer would come into the salon and they would say, ask me the question, do you do this treatment or do you do body piercing or whatever the case may be. Now, I went and learnt all that. So whenever somebody came into the salon and said, do you do this? I wanted to do everything. And of course, we're not good at everything. You know, I was good at things, but I wasn't good at everything. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn as well. You know, so we had lots of challenges. You know, you've got the competition right in the beginning. I didn't have much competition. I think there was probably only two other salons out there who were doing acrylic nails at the time. You know, running a salon with two young children, I was burnt out. And I sold my first salon after not even being in it for probably 2 years for $4,500. Now, this was a business that was in a shopping center that was making me really, really good money. But I was so desperate to get out of that business that I sold it to somebody for $4,500. Like, just crazy when I look back and think about it. You know, so I got out of there. I was going through a lot of emotional things in my own life, just trying to navigate my life. And I moved away, I came back, I opened a little coffee shop, and then I got back into the beauty industry because I knew by getting back into the beauty industry, I always made money really quick. It was something that I could always go back into. People would come back to me and I would always make money really quick. So it's just something that I've always wanted to do, and I feel like it's just in my blood. And, you know, I've been in and out of the business for a really long time. But the last 3 years I've been doing a job that's been not, it's good for some people. I'm not knocking the job because I know it's suited to some people, but it's not suited to me. I'm a creative person. I'm literally sitting behind a desk right now and I'm not being creative and I feel like I'm a minion, a robot. And I turned 60 last year. And unfortunately, through all the years of me making a lot of money, I wasn't very smart with my money. And I just know now that I've got to be smart. And I'm not old. I'm 60, but I'm a young 60-year-old. So I still have the time to reinvent myself. I now have the time to start my business over again. And I've made the decision that I'm going to do it. Now, it took me a long time to get to that decision because I have been influenced by people in my life who have dulled my light. And like I'm a very, you know, my light is bright. You know, like I am capable of doing so many things, but I allow people to come into my life and dim my light on me. And I've decided that that's just not going to happen anymore. And I'm 60, I'm a big girl, I'm putting on my big girl pants and I'm going for it and I'm doing it and I know that I can make it work. You know, my doubts of being too old, you know, can I start over again? They're gone. I'm not even entertaining those questions anymore. I'm making it happen. And so now I've decided that I'm going to go into the business doing the things that I want to do. I have gone back to TAFE at 60 years old because I'm doing the salon assistant course because my new adventure is going to be a blow dry bar, which will include brows. It's going to include makeup, which is my own brand of makeup, which I'm launching in August at the Beauty Expo. So I have so many things this year that I'm looking forward to and I'm really excited. And I'm using all the lessons that I have learned in the past to just rocket me forward and reinvent myself. I've changed my mindset. I'm a very resilient person. And, you know, I just have so much adaptability that I know that this is the right thing for me to do. And I have gone through a very traumatic experience in my life as well. I did lose my daughter in 2007 and she was my little pocket rocket and she was a beauty therapist too. She did nails and she was like a little mini me. So I had to endure all that too while I was trying to, you know, run beauty salons, trying to deal with different personalities, and that was a very traumatic time for me as well. And sometimes think, did I go through menopause during that time as well? Because I was very stressed out. But I think having the going through the grief at the same time, going through being sued as well by people at the time, that's another story that I'll be telling you about. I've been through so much and I've come through the other end, and it's just amazing that I've been able to come through the other end as positive as I actually am. So these are all the things that I've had to endure to get through. And so reinventing myself doesn't mean I'm starting from scratch. It just means that I'm using my skills in new ways by learning what I've been learning. And, you know, when I had my salon in the shopping centres, we never had any social media. The only way we got people in was word of mouth, maybe the newspapers, and sometimes I did some TV ads. And like, it's just a whole new dynamic out there at the moment with all the social media, with TikTok and Instagram, which I'm learning, which I'm navigating my way through. And I find all that really, really exciting. And I absolutely love watching these young people come through the industry with the passion, you know, with just the love of what they're doing. And it just really warms my heart to watch that. It's just absolutely amazing. And they are so inspirational to me. So that is some of my story, and in very short time, because I don't want this podcast, this first episode, to go a long time. I just wanted to tell you my reasons for wanting to reinvent and share my story as I go along. And, you know, I still love doing my beauty. I've tried other things. You know, it is something that I'm extremely passionate about, and just the simple fact that I can also use my skincare in my salon, I can use my makeup when I'm doing the makeups for the beautiful ladies, with their, whether it's just going out, whether it's a wedding, I'm really excited about that as well. So I just want to say thanks so much for joining me on my first episode of Salon Reinvented. And if any part of my story resonated with you, I want you to know that you're not alone. Reinvention is possible, and I'm here to help you navigate it. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe and follow for more insights on how to refresh, rebuild, and thrive in the beauty industry. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow me on Instagram at Beauty and Bubbles, and that's the name of my new salon. Or you can join me on this podcast to follow this podcast. And I'd love to hear you share your thoughts. And until then, I shall see you next time.